President Biden says there will be enough vaccines for every American adult by the end of May, 2 months earlier than expected. He's also urging states to give at least one vaccine dose to every teacher by the end of this month so schools can safely reopen. And to pay for it, and also help people struggling financially, Biden is calling on senators to quickly pass his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill.
The bottom line is we need the American Rescue Plan now. Now. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but we cannot let our guard down now or assure that victory is inevitable. We can't assume that. We must remain vigilant, act fast and aggressively, and look out for one another.
President Biden there. Our political strategists join us now. Alice Stewart is a Republican. Bill Press is a Democrat. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Good to be here.
So light at the end of the tunnel is the president's phrase. And to be more specific, he says he hopes life is going to be back to normal a year from now. But that's if everyone remains vigilant. And meanwhile, states like Texas are moving to fully reopen and end mask restrictions now. So, Bill, if life isn't back to normal next year, in the midterm election cycle, by the way, who's going to bear the blame? Biden and the Democrats or Republicans like Texas Governor Greg Abbott?
Oh, no doubt, Biden and the Democrats will get the blame. That's the way the game is played. But I wouldn't be that negative, Kalman, looking ahead. I think the administration has made significant progress in upping the number of vaccinations. They're way ahead of the timetable that they set. They're going to blow past 100 million in 100 days easily. And I do think that the president will be successful in getting the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, or very close to it, through the Senate. It's badly needed. The relief is badly needed, particularly for people who are the over 10 million Americans unemployed, for small businesses, especially for restaurants, to help with the vaccination process. Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why the Republicans in the Senate are, you know, as a block, opposed to this bill. I mean, Republican governors support it. Republican mayors support it. A poll this morning showed that 53% of Republican voters support it, even if it doesn't have any Republican senators voting for it. So I don't get it. This is badly needed. The relief is needed. Just pass it. And I would hope with a bipartisan vote. But if not, I think Biden's right in just going ahead with 50 Democrats and Kamala Harris.
Okay, well, I maybe you meant that as a rhetorical question, Bill Press, but I have someone who can help answer your question about why Republicans won't support it. Here's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell predicting that no Republican is going to vote for it, and here's why.
This is a wildly expensive proposal, largely unrelated to the problem. About 9% of the money is in the healthcare space. Less than 1% of it deals with vaccinations.
All right, Alice, translate a little bit there. I mean, are Mitch McConnell and Republicans saying that nothing else needs to be done to help get through the pandemic?
What he's saying is that COVID relief needs to be timely and targeted on COVID relief and not progressive and Democrat wish lists. And as McConnell said, only 9% of this nearly $2 trillion package actually goes for pandemic relief, and that is just not acceptable. And we need to look at what is pressing and what is timely and important for the American people, and that is getting the relief where it needs with regard to the pandemic. And I will say this, I think it's important that the money gets out there and allocated in the right way, but also the vaccines making the progress. And I will give this to President Biden. Bill, listen here. I will give him props because I am encouraged with his announcement that with the key milestone that every American will have vaccinations available in a shorter period than originally thought. That is, I think, a tribute to the commitment of this current administration, and it cannot go unnoticed.
Yeah, thank you, Alice, for that.
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I just want to point out, look, I think Mitch McConnell is just all wet. $25 billion in here goes to restaurants that are really struggling. All of us, our favorite places, have shut down. There are $1,400 checks, which even Donald Trump supported for families that need it. There's expanded unemployment insurance. There's a vaccination program. What do you mean this isn't related? It's all related to COVID.
Okay, well, $135 million for the National Endowment for the Arts, $135 million earmarked for Endowment for Humanities, $200 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. I could go on, but we can certainly talk about other things. So it's inaccurate to say this is all about COVID.
Then I think Republicans should.
I do want to come back to the key figure, though,
because
Bill, you mentioned those $1,400 checks, and I do think when it comes to everyday Americans who are listening, that's really what they care about. And today we have news that Senate Democrats have reached an agreement with the White House, because, by the way, it wasn't just Republicans who had some objections to the House version here. And so the amount of the full checks remains at $1,400 in this compromise, but they're going to phase out at lower income levels. So now individuals earning $80,000 or more, or couples earning $160,000 or more, they won't get anything, and they were going to get partial payments before. So, Bill, is this the kind of compromise needed to get the bill over the finish line?
Yes, I think it's a good move. I think it shows, again, that unlike the former president, this president is working with members of Congress, even members of his own party, in trying to forge a compromise. And again, I would say if Republicans have ideas, come to the table. But they have not. They have not come with any counterproposal except a $600 billion, which is less than one-third of what Biden originally put up. They're just not serious. I think they're making a big mistake. The American people want this. And I think they're going to get it.
All right. If the Democrats can come to a deal, they will be able to pass this bill on a party line vote using the budget reconciliation process. But I do want to talk a little bit about a minor loss, but a loss on the early ledger for the Biden administration. And that is the withdrawal of Neera Tanden as the nominee to lead the Office of Management and Budget. She had posted some mean tweets about Republicans and some Democrats. Alice Stewart, what went wrong here, and what's the takeaway?
Well, to say that it's only about mean tweets is not accurate, because while there were a lot of Republicans and some Democrats who were concerned about her mean tweets, it was more than that. And I think Senator Collins addressed that, and others have, was that Neera Tanden did not have the experience or the temperament to lead the agency, specifically because this administration had made it clear that the Office of Management and Budget was going to be big and bold more than in years past. And based on Tanden's previous tweets and actions and talk, they didn't feel her temperament was fitting of such a big and bold agency. So that was a big part of it. It was more about policy than tweets.
Yeah, but just to jump in, I mean, didn't Republicans here, though, who were criticizing Neera Tanden, didn't they overlook much worse from the former president, who was more vitriolic on Twitter and had never held elected office before he became president?
Absolutely. You're right about that. And to say that there's a hypocrisy, there certainly is. But that being said, members of the Senate in this instance are in the personnel business. They are in a position to hire people that they feel, or to appoint people they feel, have the temperament to hold these important jobs. With regard to Donald Trump, the American people in 2016 voted him into office. And that is why a lot of the senators and members of Congress and others put up with his tweets, as mean as they were, because that was the will of the American people.
Bill Press, let me ask you about what I think is an even bigger trouble within your party, which is the Andrew Cuomo situation in New York. And last night, one of that state senators, Kirsten Gillibrand, called the sexual harassment allegations by three women against Cuomo completely unacceptable. But she didn't say Cuomo should resign. He is being investigated. How complicated is this situation for Democrats, Bill?
I don't think it should be as complicated as some people are making it. Speaking for myself, I'm consistent in this, that the allegations of sexual harassment, sexual assault are wrong no matter who is targeted or is the subject of them, no matter which political party. I think it was wrong for Donald Trump. Over two dozen women accused him of sexual assault. I think it's wrong for freshman Congressman Madison Cawthorn. Some 30 students have accused him of sexual harassment or assault. And I think it's wrong for Andrew Cuomo. So certainly I think the investigations have to be taken seriously, and there should be an investigation at the minimum. I think, as a Democrat, the best thing for Andrew Cuomo could do is to step down and resign and get out of the way.
Alice, in the moment we have left, I mean, are Democrats waffling on this issue? They stood up and pushed out Al Franken pretty quick. Not so much here.
I see a lot of Democrats. 30 lawmakers in New York have asked either for his resignation or to face impeachment. So they're taking this seriously. And it's important that we have an independent investigation to determine, is this a possible pattern of behavior with more to come? Or are these isolated incidents of allegations? And I think it's important to have a full investigation. He deserves due process. Although the allegations are damning, he does deserve due process. And at that point, after the investigation, certainly the appropriate actions should be taken.
All right. That's Republican strategist Alice Stewart. Thanks to you.
Thank you, Callum.
Thanks also to Democrat Bill Press.
Hey, Callum. Thanks so much. Thanks, Alice. Bye.